tax. I'll field the question about the tax reform, which you read headlines about today. This could give rise to a two-hour lecture if you'd like to give you the full scope of the reform. The reform is based on the recommendations of the OECD because the multinationals in Geneva had a tax rate that was very low on the basis of a number of agreements that had been concluded. I'm not going to go into detail, but tax rates were about 10% or 11%. And they were too competitive, so to speak, as compared with other European countries, because the lowest ones in Europe are Ireland, which is about 13%. And the OECD put us on the gray list because of the special status of these multinationals. Switzerland had to carry out a reform and eliminate these tax statutes with the risk that if we get rid of these tax statutes without any compensation, the multinationals will leave Geneva and Switzerland. As far as I understand, this is 60,000 jobs in Geneva or for Switzerland. So it's important to find something to compensate for this change in status. Obviously, we could not apply the normal rate, which was 24% in Geneva on these multinationals, which were only paying 11% before because they would leave straight away. So the reform is basically aimed at ensuring that local companies, the SMEs, the major Swiss companies, the plumber down the road who has his own company, will all have a single rate, which will be 13.79% or 13.8%. And the multinationals will have to increase their tax rate, and local enterprises will see their tax rates go down. Now, there's a whole set of compensatory measures for the cantons that will lose money, because when you have Genevan companies like Rolex, which was paying 24% and will be paying 13%, obviously the taxes on the profits of this company will be a lot lower. So the canton has to get some assistance from the federal level and others, which is the essence of that reform. So in 1.5 minutes, that is the goal of that reform package.